Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
Bob Surratt.
I am the morning DJ at WGN.
And at 7:39 on the Team Hochberg phone line from Gas Buddy, the head of petroleum analysis, Patrick DeHaan. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning. Good to be with you.
What's going on with the gas prices? They've been going up lately.
Yeah, it's been a pretty sharp ascent here in the last, we'll call it 2 months, really since early November. Oil prices have been on the climb back to start November, $35 a barrel. Today, about $52 a barrel. So there's been some optimism that the COVID-19 vaccine will increase demand. We're also dealing with demand that's now up 3 weeks in a row. And overall, of course, keep in mind that Saudi Arabia cut oil production at OPEC's last meeting by 1 million barrels a day. All of those ingredients have pushed oil prices up, and we are feeling the increase in Chicago's prices, which are up about 20 cents a gallon in the last month.
Does that mean we should fill up now rather than later?
Well, you know, it may not be a bad time. I think the trend will continue to be upward. By the way, this time of year, we're usually facing prices that fall. We're still about 20 cents cheaper than last year, but I think this winter we're not going to see a whole lot of falling prices, but more of a steady climb as the nation continues to recover from the COVID pandemic.
Tell me we're not going to see $3 a gallon.
Well, I'd like to tell you that, but there's already a handful of stations, of course, most of them in downtown Chicago, at $3 a gallon. It is possible that the suburbs could also get very close to that mark by spring. It really just depends on how quickly we recover from COVID, whether or not demand does get back to normal. We are at about 90% of year-ago demand volumes right now, so we haven't made that full recovery. If we do get there, there is the possibility that, you know, kind of like normal in Chicago, that we could see that $3 sign this summer.
You used to hear a lot about fill up in the wintertime, make sure you have a full tank because there's gas line freeze up. You really don't hear about that anymore. Is that even an issue?
You know, a lot of those sort of now modern day myths trace back to when you did have to do that, you know, in the 60s and 70s. But cars have come a long way now, so you really don't need to do that. The one thing you do need to worry about is just the extreme cold, which, of course, thankfully, we really haven't had yet this winter. That's when you start to see some of that, you know, even potentially. I mean, gasoline's freezing point is below any temperature we would normally see here in Chicago. So you don't really have to worry about that anymore.
Well, it'll be close to zero out in the sticks tonight, so it's going to be cold.
Bundle up the car, right? Wrap it up in a blanket.
Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy. Thanks, Pat. Happy Friday
to
you.
And you as well.